Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus called the scribes or the leaders of the synagogue hypocrites. Yes, they just look for wrongdoing of Jesus and accuse him. But Jesus replied, "It's God's will to free all people on any day." Many times we have this little mindedness in our heart. We saw wrong things from others and seldom see the wrong things from ourselves. That Jesus teaches us to have an open heart, not to judge other people, but with open heart to do everything from the will of God. To a church, always with a good heart towards other people. Tell Jesus to teach us in this way. When he do something good, people accuse him. But he's always doing the same thing, always being good to others. That's what we have learned from him.